talk to us. If you want to make your way back to your seat, when you're there, you may be seated front. I will not be long. But the Lord is present in this house this morning. You may be seated. I would like for you to allow your mind for just a minute. I ask this question or propose this question to each and every one of us. How can we accomplish what we are trying to do at that moment when we do not allow our mind to focus upon the agenda that is present? As being a carpenter and enjoying framing and cutting boards, building something from nothing, I can have the saw, I can have the planers, I can have everything in the cabinet shop to build something. The tape measure, the pencil, the power, everything that is there that is needed to build this podium. But without the mind, I can even measure the board, the plywood, the trim. I can draw it out on plans and have everything in a 3-stage plan box. But without the mind to fulfill the plans that are there, you can have everything present to build it. But without the mind, it's an impossibility. This is not my message for this morning, because God has already stepped in again. As I was reading yesterday and the night before and even Thursday night, the Lord began to reveal how that throughout the Old Testament, the children of Israel, the people of God, on a continual basis became overwhelmed with the things of the world. And they lost their mindset on who God was. Failure precedes confusion. Failure is a complication of confusion. The children of Israel, every time they lost out with God and the judgment of God came, they allowed their mind to rule their destiny. As I stood here this morning and watched people, brothers and sisters and family of God, pray, but others stood there with their mind in a line of confusion because the flesh wants to cause us to believe a lie and be damned. The same God that said in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, was the same God that walked into this building as the musicians and praise team began to sing and praise God. And those that could clap their hands and their mind came here for this purpose. I came here to worship God. If we're not careful, we will believe that we are in completion and totality with God, in fulfillment, and we believe that we have the power, but yet we do not fulfill the purpose of God. I do not believe it's God's will for us to live in this world and not to have the power of God. I'm talking about every individual, every human being. You said, Brother McLean, I don't really see that. Well, you hadn't really read your word. I know it's a little bold to say it this way, but let this mind, I've got to have a mindset that I'm not going to be in the world in Orland Wayne's confusion of flesh. But if I'm going to be successful in the Holy Ghost, I've got to be in the world, but not of the world. Very quickly, I looked up the word mind, the part or faculty of a person by which one feels. The one that perceives, the one that thinks, the one that remembers, that desires or imagines. That's the definition in Webster. An individual confusion, memory, or recollection comes from within the mind. That word confusion is something that really brings back to what the Holy Ghost just spoke very clearly to me. Why is my people allowing the mind to rule their praise? I sat there and thought about that and walked across this platform. And he said, there's people that come on a regular basis, but their mind is not made up to live for me. Their mind is not made up to be all that I want them to be. Their mind is not made up to walk with me in the language of prayer and intercession. So therefore, I have allowed the mind to bring confusion to within the body of Christ. You say, preacher, I really don't see it that way. Well, Jesus said unto him in Matthew 22, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Oh, I'm here to tell somebody this morning, you got to quit worrying about your problem. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach a few minutes on the mind this morning. There's people trying to be weights upon the body of Christ because you hadn't made up your mind yet. You got to quit worrying about it. You got to quit pouting about it. You got to quit. Oh, my God. I feel a little Holy Ghost in here. When I sell out everything and say, God, you aren't my God. Every time we fall, it's because we take our eyes off of him. Ooh. Every time you mess up, you take your focus off of God. Anybody in here ever fail? I'm not talking about fail on the spiritual side. I'm talking about, have you ever tripped and fell? If you didn't raise your hand, you're telling a story because you had to learn how to walk in the first place. And mama and daddy had to lift their hands off of you. And when they took their hands off of you, guess what? You would stumble. And there was a face planting time that came in every life in this building. Why? God designed us that way. We had to learn how to walk. We had to learn how to get a balance. Is this all right? It better be all right because I'm going to preach it anyway. I feel there's some people that you've been living for God and you really hadn't found out. If you'll just raise your hand up, he's an ever-present help in the time of need. He's the one that wants to walk with you. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost in this building. The same God when I walked in the front door and I laid my iPad down and I stepped back out and started greeting people. But you got to fall before you realize who he is. Instead of crying about it, you got to start rejoicing. That's why I'm in this world. This world, according to the word of God, is going to pass away. But there's one thing that will never pass away. That's my God. He's alive. He's on the throne. Whew. Let me tell you what happens when you run to him. And they come to Jesus and saw him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right. That should have made somebody jump up and shout hallelujah right there. I came in here yesterday afternoon and told my wife, I said, I got to go to the prayer. I got to get in there and pray. I got to spend some time with him. Let me tell you something. There's going to have to be a balance put into some lives in this building this morning, because your mind is trying to control your worship. Your mind is trying to control your dedication to God. There's got to be a balance as what it was when you was a baby. You got to understand, I've got to find the balance, and my balance comes from God. Peter called to mind Mark 14. I'm just running through some scriptures on mind. Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy mind. Acts 17. And they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things that were so. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind. You say, Brother McClain, I don't understand what the mind and why the mind is so important. Because as I'm sitting here talking about God and the goodness of God and the balance of God and the promises of God and the word of God, there's people, your mind is off trying to figure out what you're going to go eat for lunch. Your mind is trying to figure out how you're going to pay your bills. Your mind... I don't know about you, but when I came to an altar, I realized that I was a sinner. I didn't have no hope. I had fallen. I was going to hell as a young boy. But when I knelt my knees down, I said, God, transform my mind. Let thy spirit come upon me. And the only way it can is when I make up my mind. I'm going to live for you. Come on, you need to look at somebody and point at them. I'm going to point at my sweetheart. Honey, point back. Come on, give it to me. She did. She gave me them eyes too. Ooh, I felt the balance right there. Let our minds be in him. I feel a boldness. We got to shut the ears off and quit listening to the junk that's not of a good report. And we got to put our mind in him, because he's the one that balances us. He's the one that gives us the opportunity and the power to make it another day. Anybody ever walked a tightrope? I see them people walking that tightrope and they just... Let me tell you how they do it. They have to have their mind made up. I can do it. I'm going to walk it. Brother Blagg, Brother Gentry Blagg was telling us there was that motocross thing in Houston this weekend. And you watch those guys... I'm going to say it Spanish, mucho loco. They do stuff with motorcycles. Anyway, I just say all I can say is they're crazy or they got their mind made up. Evel Knievel, you remember who that was? He had to have his mind made up because he was going to jump the Grand Canyon. Why is the apostolic church and the people of God going to allow the world to accomplish things in the physical that we have yet to see in the spiritual? When the prophetic word of God and the word of God tells me that the latter rain is going to be greater than the former, that the power of God and what Jesus Christ did when he walked on the shores of Galilee, there's something going to happen in the spirit. I've got to preach just a moment. Your mind has got to be in him. You've got to walk with him every day. When you come to the house of God, I got to get my mind made up. I'm ready to see it. You say, what are you preaching this morning? I don't know. I'm just preaching about the mind because that's what the Holy Ghost said. I had another message for today, but that's not God, because God's getting frustrated that we come into the house of God and his spirit starts blowing. And our mind is somewhere else, and he's going, what is wrong with my people? I said, God, nothing's wrong with them. They just need a reminder that he's here, and he wants to transform your mind. He wants to transform your thinking. He wants to renew in you. But as I started out with, I could have the tools, I could have the building, I could have everything I need to build something. But if I don't have my mind made up, oh yeah, I'm preaching to some folks that's been a part of this for a long time. We got the plans. We got the roadmap. It's all there. The proof is in the pudding. If you'll take a bite, you... Well, hallelujah. I got a bunch of people looking at me like a cow looking at a new cake this morning. I sat across the table last night, my sweetheart, I'm dairy free, and she ordered one of them desserts that they're not bad for you. Just, you know, what do you call that thing? Cream brulee with blackberries and strawberries. She said, you want a berry? I said, mm-hmm. I'm married without Barry. But I watched her eat that, and I said, oh, God, if we got as excited about you as we do our food, you ever, Brother Angel took me to that place called Fogo, De Chow. You know why they name it that way? Because every time you look up, somebody's handing you some more food. They want you to come in and eat chow. If I get some of you to turn your card over from that little red side that said, I don't want no more of God. I've got all I need, preacher. Quit believing a lie of the enemy and telling him, "You, it's time for you to shut up and leave me alone. I'm going to flip my card over to the green, and I'm supposed to change my mindset. When it looks negative, I'm still going to eat. I came here to give God. I came here to fill up. You can't make it tomorrow if you don't eat today. Every day that you live, you got to say, God, I've got to have some more of you. I've got to have your word inside of me." I'm hurrying. I'm almost done, I promise. Holy Ghost already walked in this building. He's marched up and down the aisles. Let me tell you something. I know there's elders in this building. I'm going to talk to elders too. You got to be able to reach up to him. When the body gets weary, he said, don't be weary in well-doing. For in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. Pastor, what are you saying? There's got to become a level of prayer that our mind don't get confused with grandbabies and other things, but that we set into place, God, I walk into your house. I am a connection. I'm the battery post for somebody. And when the Spirit starts moving, there is a tongue that comes upon. There is anointing that comes upon the elders, and they begin to pray the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith, the Bible says it'll save the sick. Peter said it this way in 3. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful, be courteous. There's something about this morning that the Holy Ghost wants to remind you. If you keep relying on the way you live and your excuses, it's going to never change. You're going to wake up one day in hell. I said you're going to wake up one day in hell. You better hear this preacher this morning in an unorthodox little setting of a message. I'm going to title it this. Let your mind. Let your mind. What do you mean, let my mind, preacher? Let your mind quit roving around. Let your mind quit dwelling on confusion. Let your mind quit worrying about the problems of life. But let your mind be in him. When I have him in me, my mind is going to be controlled by him. But when I don't have him in fullness, and I'm not full of God, and I'm not full of his word, and I'm not full of prayer, and I don't have that prayer language on a daily basis, I'm here to tell you, you got to quit worrying about it. You got to get full. I know I don't have a microphone up here, Gentry. I'm sorry. If you're just wanting to live in this world, and I'm just giving you a little phrase of just a parallel look. If it's all about how much money's in the bank, what kind of car you drive, and your big home, and you have not him, your mind's not made up to live for him. If you've got problems that you've dealt with all your life and there's hurts and pains and weakness that's trying to control you, you've not to give him control of everything yet. Somebody better hear me right now. That's the Holy Ghost. There's got to be a selling out of everything Orla McLean's got, and I got to move into that realm. I'm going to live for God no matter what it takes. God's going to be number one. My family's going to be number two. My job's going to be number three. Oh, come on now. We got to redirect our footsteps. It's time some of the Christians get out of their little child walker and start walking with God. I'll say that one more time. It's time for us to get out of our walkers and start walking with God. It's amazing how the flesh just gets upset when you start preaching like this. There's a controlling element within the flesh of people. It's my way or the highway. And that's not what Jesus taught us. Without the brothers and sisters and without unity of the Spirit in the brothers and sisters, it's not going to happen. Because there's going to be lows and highs where we need an encouraging word. It's got to come from us. And to one another. Amen. My mind. Your mind. Look at somebody and smile. Say, I didn't realize you was that smart. Come on, tell them. I didn't realize you was that smart. Now I want you to look back at that same one you was making jokes with, and I want you to tell him, but we're still not smart as God. I'm still not as smart as him. Hallelujah. And the one that created it all is here this morning, and he's going to walk out that door with somebody, because somebody's supposed to sell out to the things of this world. And when you leave this building, you better make up your mind. This mind's going to be in Christ. I'm going to walk with him. I'm going to believe in him. I'm going to love in him. I'm going to love him. I'm going to have a relationship with him. Tomorrow when it comes back, you're going to tell it, hey, get thee behind me, flesh. because I'm going to serve God. When you stumble tomorrow, you got to say, well, I'm going to upright because in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to keep believing in him. I'm going to keep walking with him. There's not another new message. But I promise you there's going to be a church that's sold out with him. There's going to be a people that's going to go to heaven. I said, there is going to be a people that's going to go to heaven. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be one of them. Can you just stand to your feet, just lift up your hands if you want to? I'm done. And I want you just to talk to God about your mind, and I want you to give him some praise right now in your own little way. Come on, your own little way. There's a spirit of encouragement that's going to come down on somebody's mind right now, just where you're standing. If you'll lift your hands and give him all you've got, in the next 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, the Holy Ghost is going to move in this building and take a hold of your mind. Come on, it's supposed to take away some things, some spiritual things that's trying to war and destroy people in this building. And God said, no, I've given my minister a little word about the mind this morning. And I'm ready to renew in that mind. I'm ready to give something that they haven't ever had. Come on. I've drifted away, God, but I'm ready to get a little closer. My eyes have been open. Come on. Just a few more minutes, church, please. If you have a little confusion, rebuke it. Take my mind, God. Transform it, God.
Take my will.
Oh, let my voice be a voice of praise. People right now, God's waiting on you to lift your hands and make up your mind in the Holy Ghost. You're a soldier of God. You're a soldier of God. You're a man and a woman of God. For the mind change. I thank you for the transformation of the Holy Ghost today, Lord. Thank you for the removal of the negative. Thank you for the removal of the confusion, God.